Another important trait of Pancham was the way he held his team together. And this is so vital in any walk of life. Let's hear Franco-ji's take on Pancham's teamwork.
Panchanda, he was a very good leader. But at the same time, he didn't show that he was a leader. People loved him like a friend. He was not only a music director, but a very, very clever entrepreneur, you know. He knew how to manage everybody. He loved everybody like a friend, you know. During the recording, he used to be hyper, very hyper. But the moment the song is done, he was your friend back again. He'd forgotten everything, even whatever gali galoch he has done.
To recruit talent and blend them together to create music is the hallmark of a leader. Pancham's interaction with his team is a management lesson in itself. Let's hear Ronuji's take on leader Pancham.
One incident I'll tell you. I was getting started in 91 as a solo flute player, not a studio musician. Panchamda was as a elder brother in my heart. So I went very simply and to sitting room Maryland where he used to stay, and I told Panchamda, I'm bajachi ekta solo Borivelite apnake chief guest korte ora chaiche apni to ese sunle. Why should he come? He had no time. But right away he told his manager Bharat Bhai. He told Bharat Bhai, write down this date, we have to go to Ronu's concert. So Panchamda came to my concert and he said, I want to not sit in the chief guest seat, I will sit with Ronu on the stage. So I was playing my solo, not his stuff. I was playing my solo, classical. And he was sitting behind, whole concert he was on the stage. Nobody would do that. I was a simple studio musician, accompanying artist.
As a man, Pancham was perhaps bigger than his music. Doyal Gupta is the daughter of Badal Bhattacharya and Mili Bhattacharya, who were among the closest circle of Pancham. None knows Pancham, perhaps as closely as Doyal and her parents. She spent her childhood practically in Pancham's arms. She remembers his Rahul Kaka's fun and liveliness, with a smile on her face and teardrops rolling down.
Rahul Kaka being around was fun all the time. He used to keep me busy with music, with instrument, with tunes, moreover the Antakshari that we used to play. And it was always in a group with me and Rahul Kaka in a team and Ma and Ashanti in a team. And they always used to win. But when we were in the verge of losing, Rahul Kaka used to make up the song instantly, and finally we used to win the game, and which used to come up in a fight because, you know, we were always cheating and winning the game. So he was full of life.
He was a simple man with a heart of gold. He looked after his musicians in their hard times, made them bond like family. He made his servants and cook sit with him and eat together. Mitash, could you tell us about your conversation with Bhanuda about Pancham's humanity?
Now, this one had the deepest impact on me. I was literally at a loss of words. Bhanuda broke down uncontrollably as he remembered this incident. His daughter was studying back then in college, and one day Pancham told him, Bhanu, I have never asked anything from you, but today I'm going to ask for something. But you have to promise that you will say yes. Now, Bhanuda had no clue of what was coming, and he instantly agreed. Pancham said, Bhanu, your daughter is like my own daughter, and I would like to bear the expenses of our marriage. Pancham did not live long enough to see Bhanuda's daughter getting married.
He made me promise first. He made you promise first. You said no. You said yes. Then only I will tell you. He almost blackmailed you into blackmailing.
God and time are always kind to people who as persons had qualities more than what we know them for. People miss them more with time. Yes, we miss you, Pancham, all the time. In those winter long drives, in those bheegi bheegi monsoons.